greatest thing in the world to say that never ever sleeps. Everyone stop what they're doing, stop, focus, and pay attention. Because although this is kind of an exclusive, more importantly, and I just feel good about it because I haven't talked to him in quite some time. He's a good buddy of mine, even though we haven't spoken in the last couple months. His name is Ben. He's the lead singer of Armor for Sleep. What's up, man?
Yo, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me on.
Of course, dude. So first of all, let's get to this. How are you doing, man? I wrote to you not too long ago because apparently you have a ring on your finger. Or do you gave a girl a ring? What's up?
No, I don't have a ring. Yeah, I gave a ring.
Congrats on that, man.
Thank you, man. It's awesome. I'm engaged. Yeah. I'm an adult or something.
So it finally happened, huh?
Yeah.
That whole adulthood thing, no matter how hard we tried for it not to happen, I guess it did. It caught around to you.
Yeah, but it makes sense in a weird way. Like, for some reason, I don't feel old. I mean, obviously, you know, it's what I want to do, and it's with someone that, you know, is great. So,
And dude, no complaints. I mean, if anyone needs to be happy, it's you, dude, because you deserve it. So, there you go.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
So, just make sure they treat you good. Make sure they treat you good out there, all right? or the gun show will be coming at them. You can follow him on Twitter. It's twitter.com. It says Ben George, J-O-R-G. And listen, you guys kind of made some news. But before we get into this news, I must say that I don't know if you're aware of this. You might be. I've been a proponent of three bands playing Bamboozle. Obviously, huge festival. And I know that you're very familiar with it from the old Surf and Skate days where Armor for Sleep, the band you used to be in, was playing sometimes like four different stages on the same day, like back in those great old days of the drive-through record stages and just Andrew WK, like fans collapsing the stage and Midtown doing different sets and just so much fun back then. And there's three bands I really want to come back together: The Receiving End of Sirens, Acceptance, and Armor for Sleep. And I was one for three so far up until this week when, lo and behold, I read this blog/news post out there. Armor for Sleep will be playing Bamboozle?
Yeah. You know what's funny is you sent me a Facebook message a few months ago telling me that you were, like, you know, talking about Armor on the air and everything. And that was actually, like, before I had gotten together with the guys in Armor to talk about maybe doing, like, some kind of reunion thing. So, like, in a weird way, you were kind of, like, the first person that, like, I ever heard that from, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Well, I've always, you know, I always got your back, and I was like, fuck, you know? Like, damn, man, that would be something very cool, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool because, you know, on one hand, it's something maybe we wanted to do, but then the question was always there, like, do you think, like, anyone would remember? But, like, the fact that, like, you know, you hit me up, for example, and said that, you know, other people would be into it, too. I was like, all right, like, you know, this could be a lot of fun, too.
Well, I'm very stoked. So you guys will be playing. Now, do you know what day you're playing so far?
Yes, we're going to be playing on Friday, which is the 18th.
Wow.
I believe, all I know is that we're playing before Incubus. So I think it's going to be, like, towards the end of the night.
That is not a bad... How about that, the sentence that you just said out loud? Yeah, we're playing before
Incubus.
Kind of
insane.
Might have heard of them before, you know. They might not have, like, 8 number one singles, so. Very cool. Listen, let's get into this. You wrote in the blog piece that you guys never really got to really say goodbye. And, you know, for the thing about growing up in the area that we did, we both were very fortunate and lucky to grow up in the way we did. And also the fans and the friends that we made was the DIY community, DIY orientedness, DIY friendliness that Armor for Sleep and the bands you guys shared the stage with had created and grew upon. So when, you know, without being able to properly say goodbye, what was that part of the reason to come back together? What was going on in your mindset at the time that you kind of just let us all hanging, to be completely honest?
I think, I mean, exactly like what you said, like the whole scene was built on, you know, kind of this DIY thing with bands helping each other out. And I think it kind of imploded in the end. I think that, you know, certain bands kind of started getting bigger into the mainstream, and we were all excited about it because, you know, this was music that affected us so much. But I think what happened is everything started changing, and it became less about the community and more about who could have a hit single and be on MTV. And, you know, it's just kind of like, just like every other scene, like the grunge scene or like probably like hair metal, like it just started going bad. Mm-hmm. And like it sucked because, you know, it was so special to us. I mean, I've been going to shows since I was like 12 years old and going to hardcore shows. And to me, that was the most exciting part. And it was cool coming up and seeing, you know, more people become aware of it. But then it just got like gross and people only cared about money. And I guess so when we kind of called it quits, it was like, you know, we were disappointed at how the whole thing turned out. And, you know, I think it took a few years to be able to step outside that and be like, okay, it did all go to shit, but at the same time, like, you know, we existed in a time that was, like, before that, and it's cool to go back, and I feel like we can all get together now and be excited to kind of, like, you know, relive that time for a minute, because I think that, you know, everything's kind of run its course, and it's just for the nostalgia of it now, you know, And I'm happy that we can do that, I guess.
Right, and you know, it's kind of like, you know, time doesn't heal all wounds. Or I hate that statement when like ex-girlfriends would tell me that. Oh yeah, time, you'll get over me. Time heals everything. No, it doesn't. All right, you know, I just hate you. So, you know, look at bands like the Early November. They had to take a little bit of a break, you know, and things like that. Would you say Armor for Sleep was a product of the times, or it was just you guys cared so much that it was just? Were you guys getting sick of getting tired of each other, or was it just the situation?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we toured for like 7 years straight. There was a little bit of like, you know, bumping heads at the end.
Right.
And I think, you know, honestly, like looking back on it now, we were on an indie label for two records, and then the third one we went to a major. And I don't think we changed necessarily, but I think the people around us, like the people at the label and and other people, their expectations of us changed, and that kind of changed everything. And I think just the whole situation. I don't think we were fighting as much as just the outside situation just kind of broke us down. And at a certain point, it was just easier to be like, listen, guys, like, you know, what we had was fun, but I didn't want to keep doing album after album trying to like
claw
back up to a place. You know what I mean? I was like, this is just better. Like, it was awesome while it lasted, and like, I'm happy with that.
Now, from there, you took some time off, but you personally, what have you been up to? Have you been doing your solo stuff as well?
Yeah, just kind of, I mean, you know, I was honestly really burnt out by touring and just the whole grind of that lifestyle. And, you know, I still wanted to do music, but just on my own terms. So I did, like, this weird industrial thing for, like, a year.
Yeah, and, that put you in a weird place.
Yeah, a little weird. I think that's just kind of, like, you know,
the complete opposite of what you were doing.
Yeah. It's like if you just broke up with a girlfriend, the first thing you're going to try and do is go with the exact opposite.
The rebel phase in your life, the rebel
phase. Exactly. Yeah, so that was fun, but, you know, never toured with it. And then after that, I recorded some songs with my friend and did a solo EP and actually got to go to tour in Australia. There was a promoter down there who was like, hey, Armor for Sleep never came down here. Do you want to come down and play your solo stuff and play some Armor songs acoustic? And I was like, fuck yeah, so I did that, and you know, obviously, I've been with my girl a lot and just got engaged and just kind of living life in New York and, you know, really enjoying actually not being in the grind of being on a tour bus like I was for 7 years, you know?
Right, and, you know, busting your ass and trying to get by with barely enough gas money and just all sorts of different things. So
yeah.
It's Twitter.com, says Ben, George, ARG. We're speaking with Ben here from Armor for Sleep. So you announced that you guys are doing Bamboozle. You did it in kind of a cool type way. The reaction, were you surprised? I mean, obviously you can be like, yeah, you were surprised. But, dude, the reaction was kind of explosive for you guys.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean,
it was intense, the amount of feedback I personally got, but just, I can only imagine you guys, dude. Like, people.
Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, you know, I feel like when we were a band, it was like, we were never the giant headliner. Like, you know, we would, like, support the giant headliners, and we definitely had our diehard fans, but we were never, like,
right.
You know. So, like, to, you know, when we announced that, to see that reaction was kind of cool. Like, just to know that after all these years, there were people who still wanted to see us one more time. And, you know, it's awesome. Of course, it feels good to know that people are still, you know, listening to your song somewhere and, you know, want to see you one more time. It feels good.
So, we've got to ask this, and then, you know, I think I've exhausted all the questions regarding it. Is this a one-time thing, or what's up with that? we can take your silence as
I mean, listen, there was a long time when, like, I would have sworn on anything that we would never play again, and then we did. And this is, you know, we don't have any plans to play any other shows. I mean, okay. I will say it has been fun to, like, jam out with the guys again and, like, get in a room and play, like, Car Underwater. Like, it feels cool to do
right,
after
dude.
Years.
Right, dude. Yeah, man.
But no, there's nothing planned. We're not going to say, like, we're going on a world tour. Like, Ben Boozle's going to be it. You know, we're not going to do anything major, you know.
Major, but still, it could be something though. But people just have to stay tuned.
I mean, I don't want to say no because I don't want anyone to, like, you know, right. beat me up or something. But we don't have any plans on it. You know, we want this just to be our last show.
And I mean, what a great way to do it, Bamboozle. Probably, you know, pretty much the Amy from Jersey knows that everything is pretty much a home there. So, I mean,
yeah, I mean, Bamboozle has always been our best shows ever, and, like, you know, I think even our biggest fans who could see us on tour. Like, around places knew that seeing us at Bamboozle was, like, a totally different experience because, you know, everyone in Jersey always came out for those shows for us, and, like, there was just something more special about us playing that than just on a normal show.
I'm so excited for you, man. You know, a lot of the songs that you had written, you know, in the past had been dark, to say the least, but you were always able to, just from the, you know, band name alone, Armor for Sleep, but just, you know, Remember to Feel Real was always one of my favorites, but Stay on the Ground, always, the fucking guitar from the beginning, I always told you that was probably my favorite song by you guys. Now, would you say, if you were writing songs now, would you still have that, you definitely seem happier now that you have, you know, more stability in your life. Are you happy? Is Ben happy?
Yes, I can safely say I am absolutely happy in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't think I would ever write, like, bubblegum happy songs, you know. I think that, you know, even when I did write some of, like, the most depressing Armor for Sleep songs, you know, I wasn't necessarily depressed in that moment. It's just, like, that's what comes out when I sit down to write it. So I always just feel like that's way more interesting than writing about being happy. Who wants to hear that?
Right,
know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm happy in my life right now, for sure.
That's awesome. When you guys got, did you have to, your first practice back together, did you guys have to, like, try to learn the songs from beforehand? Like, did you bust out the old albums and be like, damn, dude, what the hell were, like, these demos are really rough at some point.
Yeah, no, well, actually, like, I hated listening to our albums when we were a band. Like, I could not do it at all. But so when we talked about this, I was like, may as well put on, like, you know, Dream to Make Believe for the first time in a couple years. And I listened to it, and I was like, you know what? Like, it brought me back to, like, where I was then in a way that I don't think I was ever able to do when I was actually in the band. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
it's kind of cool.
You know, I could just appreciate it more. And I didn't even have to practice the songs. When I got into the room, I, like, you know, remembered everything. It's like, I'll never forget how to play any of that. So
awesome, man.
I'm really excited, man. It's gonna be a fun time to get up on stage again. And, you know, I hope that that our fans, wherever they are in the world, are able to make it out. I know it's, you know, a big festival, and it's a lot to ask for someone just to pay, you know, just to come to see us, but...
But you guys deserve
it,
yeah.
It would be nice. Thanks, man.
And it's not like it's just for you guys, let's be honest. I mean, although some people are like, yes, just for you guys. Dude, it's Bamboozle. The lineup is sick. I mean, there's so many. It'll be great. So,
yeah.
Listen, man, I personally, on a personal level, want to just thank you, dude, for allowing me. I know you haven't really been doing any press for this, and thanks for allowing me to kind of do, like, the exclusive for this, man. That fucking rules.
Oh, dude, no problem, man. And I really mean it that I say that you were, like, you know, the first person to, like, put it in my head and make it known to me that it would actually be something to think about. So,
cool.
You know, it's only proper that I did this interview with you. Thank you for that.
No, no worries, man. We'll run into each other maybe in New York City one of these days, even though I haven't seen you in forever.
Man.
So I'll be the one wearing my own T-shirts. Okay, the gun show T-shirts.
So, awesome,
awesome, man! Listen, you're a great American, my friend. All right.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Take care. All right, Ben from Armor for Sleep. If you don't know, now you do know. It's the Gun Show.